Tonight on the Worldview Financial Report, a major U.S. credit rating agency turns negative on U.S. debt. What does this mean? A new report by a British medical journal shows vast conflicts of interest among regulators at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The Central Bank of China is rushing to buy massive amounts of gold, indicating it's preparing for substantial changes in the dollar-centric international monetary system. A third major Burger King franchise declares bankruptcy. And two of the nation's largest grocery store chains are abandoning hundreds of stores in anticipation of a mega merger that, if approved by regulators, would cause rising food prices and massive job losses across multiple states. All these stories and more as the Worldview Financial Report begins right now.
This is the Worldview Financial Report with your host, Brannon House. Whether the topic is inflation, central bank digital dollars, modern monetary theory, the war on private property, commodities, supply chain issues, the energy crisis, the radical green agenda, or the global economic war between nation states, Brannon brings you cutting-edge financial news and commentary to assist you in understanding the ideas, values, and agenda behind the financial stories of today. And now, here is your host, Brannon House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Financial Report. Moody's moved last week to lower its outlook on the U.S. credit rating to negative from stable, citing large fiscal deficits and a decline in debt affordability. The move drew immediate criticism from Joe Biden's administration. Apparently, the regime thinks it can continue to recklessly spend, and spend some more without ever encountering any consequences. The action by Moody's, well, it follows a rating downgrade by another rating agency, Fitch, and that happened earlier this year. Federal spending and political polarization, they have been rising, and they've been a rising concern for investors, which is contributing to a sell-off that shook U.S. government bond prices, well, to their lowest level in 16 years. When bond prices fall, interest rates, well, they rise. Christopher Hodge, chief economist for the U.S. at Naxos, told Voice of America, quote, "It is hard to disagree with the rationale, with no reasonable expectation for fiscal consolidation anytime soon. Deficits will remain large, and as interest costs take up a larger share of the budget, the debt burden will continue to grow," end quote. Moody's said in a statement that, quote, "continued political polarization in Congress raises the risk that lawmakers will not be able to reach consensus on a fiscal plan to slow the decline in debt affordability," end quote. William Foster, who is a senior vice president at Moody's, told Reuters, quote, "Any type of significant policy response that we might be able to see to this declining fiscal strength probably wouldn't happen until 2025 because of the reality of the political calendar next year," end quote. Zero Hedge reports that the People's Bank of China is in a hurry to buy enormous amounts of gold, indicating it's preparing for substantial changes in the dollar-centric international monetary system. Based on information from industry sources, total gold purchases by the Chinese central bank, reported and unreported, in their third quarter of 2023, it accounted for 179 tons. Year to date, the Chinese bought 593 tons, which is 80% more than what it bought in the first three quarters last year. Its total estimated gold holdings are now a whopping 5,220 tons, more than twice what's officially disclosed at 2,192 tons. The movement toward gold by central banks, well, it's showing no sign of slowing down. Mainly the Chinese central bank, they're on a ferocious buying spree since 2022, and it's obtaining way more metal than what is officially being reported. The People's Bank of China buys gold off the radar in order to not send shockwaves through the market, allowing it to exchange its dollars for more bullion in anticipation of shifts in the international monetary order. Are you paying attention? Our attention has just been swayed towards the Middle East and war between Israel and Hamas. The globalists are moving at breakneck speed toward their dream of establishing a truly digital society in which all human beings are tagged and tracked with a social credit score that's attached to each and every purchase. It was reported this week that the United Nations, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and partners of the Rockefeller Foundation are launching a campaign to accelerate digital ID, digital payments, and data sharing rollouts in 50 countries by 2028. And it's all being done under the umbrella of creating a digital public infrastructure, or DPI. They're calling it the 50 in 5 agenda. As part of this agenda, the United Nations Development Program, or UNDP, has announced plans to roll out digital IDs worldwide by the year 2030. And they will be mandatory for people who wish to participate in society. So says Reclaim the Net, which advocates for free speech and individual liberty online. And it appears the European Union will be one of the most aggressive governmental bodies to move in the direction of digitizing its citizens. Once this is accomplished, the next step will be the digital currency, and then a full-on social credit scoring system. In fact, China is the model for this, and that's what I wrote in my book, Reclaiming a Nation at Risk, that came out in 2005. That's right. In 2005, I wrote a book, Reclaiming a Nation at Risk, and predicted that America was going to move to a social credit score system based on China's Dangun system, where each individual has a file opened on them when they enter school, and their hiring, firing, job promotions, and ability to travel is based on review of an applicant's Dangun, with their political evaluations and worldview being its foundation. And here we are. And yet, sadly, many mocked that as being conspiracy theory. And many pastors, so-called, in America mocked it as well, along with many of the other things that I wrote in that book, which includes a vaccine tracking system that could be used to, if necessary, eliminate political enemies. Well, back to the European Parliament. The European Parliament and member states, they have just reached an agreement on the introduction of digital identity. And in fact, a Dutch MEP, he reported on November 8th in a post on X, quote, "I just left the room where we had negotiations about the digital identity, and I have bad news," end quote. So announced Dutch member of the European Parliament, Rob Roos. That was last week. And once this digital identifier is in place, the next step will be a CBDC, or a central bank digital currency. In the Great Reset, also known as the New World Order, the twin digitalization of currency and human bodies, well, they will always go together. And Roos said that. That is exactly what he said is the plan in Europe. On X, in that November 8th post, with a video, he wrote, quote, "Breaking, very bad news. The European Parliament and member states just reached an agreement on introducing the digital identity, hashtag EID. Directly afterwards, EU Commissioner Brinton said, quote, "Now that we have a digital identity wallet, we have to put something in it," end quote, suggesting a connection between CBDC and EID. They ignored all the privacy experts and security specialists. They're pushing it all through. I am not optimistic, but it is not too late yet. Parliament still has to vote about this. Let your MEP know that you oppose the digital identity and that you want your MEP to vote against it, end quote. Watch this video.
I just left the room where we had the negotiations about the digital identity, and I have bad news. The Member States and the European Parliament came to an agreement. That means that probably not far from now, the digital identity will be a fact in the European Union. Right after this agreement, Commissioner Breton said, now we have the digital identity wallet, we have to put something in it. And what he meant was the digital euro, also known as the central bank digital currency. And this is a very bad development. They always promise us not to make this connection. And even a lot of experts, privacy experts and security experts, warned also last week, this is a very bad idea for our privacy and our freedom. And still, this digital identity is pushed through. But it's not too late, because we still have to vote on this in the plenary. So what you can do, send your MEP from your member state an email and tell him or tell her that you are against this tool.
Well, this is all about the United Nations driven, the World Economic Forum driven, satanic beast system that's, well, coming into full maturity. And it will be a fulfillment of what I believe is described in Revelation chapter 13, where nobody will be able to buy or sell. That includes work a job, hold a bank account, receive any healthcare services, collect any government assistance. And yes, by the way, that includes your social security check. They won't be able to receive any of this without first submitting to the beast system. In fact, the World Economic Forum, in one of their graphs that we've shown many, many times in 2018, when this rolled out, this graph, it just openly said, without a digital ID, you won't be able to get online. You won't be able to vote, have a bank account, travel. Everything will be tied to it. No one will be able to buy or sell, just as Revelation 13 predicts is coming. Now, this is not the mark of the beast system yet, but it's certainly laying the foundation for it. And this will involve some type of digital marking. I don't know what yet, but get ready. It's coming. Are you better off under Joe Biden than you were under President Trump? Joe Biden seems to think you are. In a speech last Thursday, Biden said the economy is rocking under his leadership and Americans know it. Listen to his reasoning.
And wages are actually going up, not just in your industry, but wages are going up. It's a fancy way of saying is median household wealth has grown by 37% since the pandemic, meaning people are better off, 37% better off.
During that speech, Biden also exhibited a short temper. Check out this outburst of anger.
Well, I watched it before. I watched it as a kid. I watched it as a senator. I watched what happened in my community. It changed everything.
I've got one word for that. Embarrassing. But Joe Biden is not only embarrassing, he is delusional. He was confronted last week by Fox News reporter Peter Doocy and asked why he is trailing in the polls to Donald Trump in key swing states like Michigan and Georgia. Here is his response.
Why do you think it is that you're trailing Trump in all these swing state polls?
Because you don't read the polls. There are 10 polls. 8 of them, I'm beating him in those states. 8 of them. You guys only do 2. CNN and New York Times. Check it out. Check it out. We'll get you a copy of all those other polls.
You don't believe you're trailing in battleground states?
No, I don't.
We'll be right back after this break.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest Christmas sale ever. You get our brand new 6-piece My Towels for only $29.98, or rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper as low as $99.99. Or how about MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98? There's something for everyone. Duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. Well, I know MyPillow products make for the perfect Christmas gifts, so I'm going to extend my money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024. So go to MyPillow.com now or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get our six-piece towels for only $29.98, or get your very own MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98. It's our biggest Christmas sale ever. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Welcome back. Glad you are with us. Before we continue, let me remind you, our broadcast is largely brought to you by Swiss America. I've been working with Swiss America for like 16, 17 years. That company has been around for 40 years. I got to know their founder and CEO through my friend Michael Reagan. If you would like to receive free information on precious metals, then you don't even need to call them because they're not interested in trying to sell you. What they're really interested in doing is educating you, answering all your questions. Then they believe with an educated client, potential client, comes a great long-lasting relationship. So you don't even have to call them. You just need to text them. You can text my friend Wes Peters at 602-558-8585. 602-558-8585, and just text him your name and your address and say, Wes, I'd like the free information Brandon was talking about on his broadcast. He'll send it out to you right away. What about numismatic, 1933 and older? What is that all about? And the rating system, MS60, MS61, MS62, 63, what does all that mean? Why would I want to buy numismatic? Well, there's two reasons. He'll tell you why. What about just buying 1 ounce gold eagles or 1 ounce silver eagles? These are all questions that you can ask Wes, and you can find out in some of this literature he sends to you about more details related to, say, putting gold in your IRA. And then after you've read all this and written all your questions down, then you can talk to Wes Peters. And it'll be a great conversation, I'm sure. So again, to get that free, no obligation packet of information, all you got to do is text Wes at 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585. Just text him your name and address. He'll send the information out to you right away. Go over it, write down all your questions, then text Wes back, set up a time to talk with him, and then when you've had all your information and questions answered, you can then make an educated decision. That's the best way to go about it, I think. I don't offer financial advice, but I do offer financial opinion. And my opinion is this: start by getting fully educated. There is no cookie cutter plan here. Everybody's in a different situation. And that's why you should start with the information and then go from there with your conversation with Wes Peters. 602-558-8585. Just text him your name and mailing address. He'll send that free, no obligation packet of information on its way. Well, as we continue the Worldview Financial Report tonight, we talk about restaurant businesses. Restaurant Business Online is reporting that Premier King's, it's a 172-unit Burger King franchise whose owner died in 2022. And they have filed for bankruptcy protection, saying that the operating losses, even after the company closed multiple restaurants, has forced the issue. It's the third time this year that a major Burger King operator has taken such a step, while several other of the operators closed restaurants around the country in the aftermath of the chain's sales and profit challenges. In this case, Premier King's Chapter 11, their filing follows the untimely death of its owner, Patrick Sadeau, whose Popeye's stores were placed into bankruptcy earlier this year for the same reason. The company put the restaurants up for sale and hired the investment bank Raymond James and Associates to market the restaurants. The company closed several restaurants to, quote, avoid further losses, end quote, and stabilize the business to prepare a sale. But those cost-cutting measures, they didn't work. The company said it faced pressure from landlords, vendors, and secured lenders. Premier King's generated $223 million in sales in 2022 and had an operating loss of $27 million. Bankruptcy court documents also reported $134.5 million in assets and $123.1 million in liabilities. The company has deals with a pair of initial bidders vying for parts of the company totaling about $34 million. One is for about $15.5 million with RRG of Jacksonville for 44 stores in the Savannah, Georgia area and in the area of Jacksonville, Florida. The other is for $18.5 million for the purchase of 31 stores in North Alabama. There are at least 44 potential bidders for at least some of the restaurants. Burger King struggled with weak sales coming out of the pandemic, while costs for labor and food, well, they took off. Two large-scale operators, Meridian Restaurants and Tom's King, they filed for bankruptcy and they were sold. In both cases, not all of the stores were sold and numerous locations were shut down. The Epic Economist reports that Kroger and Albertsons, two of the nation's largest grocers, are abandoning hundreds of stores in anticipation of a mega merger. At the moment, U.S. regulators are extremely worried about the emergency of what they call food deserts, given that even more shutdowns are expected to occur by 2024. They say multiple communities will lose their local grocery store. While hundreds of thousands of workers, well, they'll be threatened by mass job cuts. Both chains, Kroger and Albertsons, they've been struggling to compete with giants like Amazon and Walmart over the past few years. In fact, in recent months, their financial results have been quite disappointing. Kroger's CFO, Gary Millerchip, he admitted that the company expects sales to drop this quarter, predicting further pressure on consumers who are already being squeezed on several fronts due to high prices and debt and rising interest rates. And amid such economic challenges, company sales, they plunged by about $700 million year over year. That was in the third quarter. Now, Kroger's planning to buy Albertsons for nearly $25 billion. The deal is set to close next year, but there's a whole lot that can go wrong until then, so reports the Epic Economist. In fact, the merger can either make or break the grocers. If they do get the approval of the Federal Trade Commission and seal the deal, well, the companies can create the next grocery mega chain. But on the other hand, if they don't get the approval, the two struggling chains could face huge financial losses that would put their businesses in peril. In both cases, there would be mass store closings and job losses, which are, well, actually already in motion. In order to get the approval of the Federal Trade Commission, the grocery retailers agreed to sell 400 stores to C&S Wholesale, the same operator of Piggly Wiggly. An additional 430 stores are being abandoned by the two chains, and that's going across 17 states. The shutdowns are being conducted to ease concerns about their potential control over the grocery market. The biggest issue is that they're acting before there's an official confirmation. If the deal doesn't go through, the loss of retail footprint, well, it will likely damage their finances and place them further behind in the grocery market. Advocates believe the merger would destroy small grocery chains and leave shoppers scrambling with fewer choices and higher prices. The fact that Kroger and Albertsons have been raising prices faster than their competitors, well, it certainly doesn't help their case now, does it? Between June 2020 and June 2023, Kroger prices rose on average by 31%, while at Walmart, prices rose by 28.1% over the same period, with a 0.4% and 0.7% decline in August and September, respectively. Epic Economist reports that in the face of all of these issues, several state treasurers are urging the FTC to oppose the merger, citing concerns about a further reduction in employees' wages. The companies, well, they could be looking at billion-dollar losses that would completely devastate their grocery business in 2024. Instead of building an empire, they could be setting up their companies for failure. We'll keep you posted. One guy who has predicted all of the inflationary pressure, well, that is Wes Peters of Swiss America. Peters recently talked about inflation and the plans for a central bank digital currency. He did this in a podcast with Dean Haskin, CEO of Swiss America Trading. Watch this.
I mean, I guess there always seems to be. These days, though, it's a lot more than activity. It's more a matter of changes, from my perspective anyway, and big ones at that.
Right.
We've seen the establishment and growth of BRICS, interest rates and bond rates making huge reversals, corporate real estate experiencing vacancies like never before, banking system shutting down branches like crazy, freezing accounts, and Lord knows what else. A big change that kind of slipped under the radar, though, for the most part, I feel, was this past March when Joe Biden signed an executive order that you'll see on your screen there that many would say is literally stripping away a lot of our personal freedoms and our liberties. And in this executive order, Section 4, it, quote, sets the stage for legal government surveillance of all U.S. citizens, total control over your bank accounts and purchases, I should say, and the ability to silence all dissenting voices for good. Seems like really oppressive language.
Right.
Financially, this is happening through the expansion of central bank digital currencies, or what are referred to as CBDCs. And as the writer of this article on your screen likes to call them Biden bucks, this form of currency is not the same as crypto, other than that they're both an electronic form of exchange. But those who are not in favor of CBDCs cite reasons such as lack of privacy and ability for the government to exercise complete control over our money. Wes, this is something we should be concerned about, I think, or and if we should, kind of explain why.
Well, not only concerned, Dean, but possibly terrified.
Probably
you know, it's no secret our government doesn't like when people use cash, use dollars. That's why we have the peace secret war on cash. If you use cash, you're up to no good. You're trying to hide something. When we go digital, you can kiss all privacy goodbye. Uncle Sam is going to know everything you purchase. They're going to know who you do business with. They're going to know what organizations you donate and support. And you know, it's no secret our government's been weaponized, and they're going to have what is it, 88,000 new IRS agents? You know, maybe your carbon footprint is too high. You know, you didn't want to get the vaccine. You were warned not to buy a gas stove. You know, why do you drive a big diesel truck? They could very easily, just like China, Dean, they could go to this social credit score. China's had this social credit score for quite some time. If you have a low social credit score in China, it can prevent you from buying a plane ticket, getting a loan, buying real estate. And that's one of the big fears going into this digital currency is they're going to know everything about you.
Well, of course, you can kiss all privacy goodbye, indeed, as Wes said. And we will have a weaponized government looking over our financial shoulders. Thanks, Wes Peters, for that analysis. And yes, China is the model for all things digital. They'll be tracking and surveilling everything we do, just like they do in China. Klaus Schwab, he's the head honcho over there at the World Economic Forum, and he's admitted, this is out there in the wide open, by the way, that this is what they want to do. We ignore his words at our own peril. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for watching and for supporting what we're doing. And by the way, remember, our sponsor for this broadcast is Swiss America. If you'd like to get free information on investing in gold and silver, or how to put gold into your IRA, the difference between silver eagles, gold eagles, you know, bullion, freshly minted, if you will, or a few years old, versus numismatic, 1933 and older. If you want to come to understand all these things, how it would work, you know, how does this whole gold, silver thing work, then you need to get a free pack of information from Wes Peters at Swiss America. Just simply text him your name and address, and he'll send it out to you right away. Then you can talk to him after that. 602-558-8585. 602-558-8585. And he'll send that packet right along. Well, again, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Financial Report. Thank you so much for watching. Take care.